Episode 197. Welcome to Steel Nans, presented by HedgeBetter. Today is Wednesday, October 1st. We are recording currently during the Red Sox-Yankees wildcard game 2.
This is for you.
So, right now, live Moneyline bets pretty much even in the 7th inning. Just want to, throw that out there for you. So you might see some live reaction here and how that goes. I do have the video on my laptop here, but we'll see where we go from there. I'm going to try to stay in tune, maybe start with some football and trying to drift our way into baseball. We'll
get
see
there,
how it goes.
Get there. Always watching.
Since we have three sponsors now, I'm going to try to do it periodically throughout the podcast. We're going to start with the new one here, Flower House Cafe, located at 1049 Hancock Street in Quincy, Massachusetts. If you're looking for a neighborhood pub, great food, great selection. We were there a couple weeks ago for the Patriots Steelers Magic. What was that pizza? It was the jalapeno and bacon, I believe. Looked like a primetime dish. I got the prime rib sangi with the jus sauce. Unbelievable stuff.
Great stuff. Chicken stir fry for me. It was fire.
Yeah. The jambalaya also is a staple there.
Try a thing. It's all bomb.
Yeah. Any drinks, anything you want there. We'll get into the Night of the Irishman as it gets a little cooler today on October 1st. But that's our first sponsor of the night. We'll get in that. Patriots recap. So we recorded 2 weeks ago after the Dolphins win. We saw another 1-1 showing the past 2 weeks. Tough game against Pittsburgh with turnovers. Easily a winnable game. Bright side here, an absolute blowout at home against the Carolina Panthers. Still, start with you. What really stood out these past two games?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I know we're talking Patriots here. The Panthers disgust me. That was Sam Darnold seeing ghosts like Jets have a bad.
Yeah.
That was as bad of a performance you see it by an NFL team.
So I got the opportunity to actually go to the game on last Sunday. Great take. I haven't been there since, actually, I dragged my friends to my 30th birthday against the Saints. I don't know if you remember that game a couple years back. They literally lost by a billion to the New Orleans Saints. It was awful. So they have that brand new scoreboard. You can't all this lighthouse talk. Yeah, I saw Mark Wahlberg, saw Jaylen Brown on top of it, but you can't really see anything over it. I kind of got confused of what side is which just because of the big ass screen. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Did see the Tom Brady statue. That shit looks legitimate in person. Looks great stuff. Overall, yeah, the game was sensational. The first drive had you a bit, glaring for what's going to happen here. Carolina goes right down the field. But then special teams really took it into its own. Marcus Jones, I think he had 160-plus yards punt return. Took one back. Took one to, the 10-yard line. That first one really sparked the boys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing gets a place going in any game, you know what I mean? Like a fucking home team's punt return or kick return touchdown.
Got the people going. And I will say about this, even though the product has been bad these last, 3-4 years, those fans were top-notch. Any opportunity to say, let's go, let's get it going. On Drake May's side, defense, special teams, offense, always an opportunity when positivity. Shout out to the fans there because they fucking killed it.
Oh, yeah. I think the only time, the very end of the Mac Jones was when they kind of turned, the fans.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because it was they didn't even have plays.
No, it was.
That was a bad product. Not just a bad football team. Now we're definitively a football team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking.
Oh, no, for sure.
You're watching football.
And, highlighting the standouts from the past 2 weeks, we'll get to a little bit of Steelers. That's more on the negative side. But how about our guy, Stephon Diggs, coming out of the woodwork here? I think he had 6 catches for over 100 yards.
Yep, 101, baby.
Put him in the slot. I think DeMario Douglas didn't get as much pull this past week. And Stephon Diggs really owned it and, took advantage of it. I don't think they really needed him to win this game, but he came out and looking forward to what he can do this Sunday night against Buffalo.
Absolutely. Great separation. I mean, he was wide open on a lot of those catches.
That's all he does. I mean, that's what he does the best. I think if you just stick him in the slot, you're going to make plays. I have no problem with him not trying to be a deep threat or anything because in reality, besides maybe a rookie Kyle Williams, are you going to be looking 40 yards downfield for a completion? Probably not.
No,
you're a double tight end set team that runs the ball pretty good when they're not turning over the ball. You have a second-year quarterback that looks like he's taking the next step forward. I think he's got 7-8 touchdowns with 2 picks to start the season. Seems like they're going in the right direction. Just can't turn over the ball like they did in the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, those stats are getting kind of crazy with Drake May.
Yeah.
What is it? It's 75% completion percentage and Like two touchdowns or something.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, it's like Brady, him, and like fucking Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is just like, it's crazy. Like, that's not comparing
small
them at
sample
all.
Size, four of games course. In. Yeah.
But it's like just like doing something that puts you on a graphic with those guys. Anything.
Oh, sure.
Whatever it is fucking. That's a great start. Yeah. When you're a second year QB.
I mean, what else is there to say about more of this shit stomping? All three phases of the game, they were great. I think McDaniels called a great game offensively. You know, Hunter Henry has been the nucleus of this offense, at least, you know, the passing game wise. Drake May always finds his way in the end zone with his feet. So, I mean, anytime touchdown, Drake May, it's always a good bet for, you know,
yeah,
more
great
or less.
Pick for that. Great pick for that.
Some negativity here against Pittsburgh. They honestly looked like a better team than Pittsburgh. I get like the shoulda, coulda, woulda, or, you know, suckish loser, you lost the game. Five turnovers, I still think you looked like the better team outside of those turnovers. I think if there was three turnovers, you win that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get five turnovers, you should lose by 40.
Yeah.
Like, you should get fucking killed.
Smart.
Like, 100%.
Yeah. And,
never mind being in a position to get a game-winning drive.
Think about it. I think they could have got away with four, and if Stevenson didn't fumble on that 1 yard line, you'd probably win the game.
Yeah.
I think their defense played as well as they could that game. Like I said, I'm not going to give the offense any, you know, recognition for that game. Five turnovers is just completely inexcusable. And that can't happen if you're a team that needs to be able to run the ball to set up your passing. I mean, most teams have to do that. Don't get, like, even Josh Allen's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes did that last week. Like,
five.
Five, yeah. That's...
Like, some teams can work around two or three. You got Patrick Mahomes or something, you can probably work around two, maybe three. Like, the team we are, no.
If you turn the ball over five times against Carolina, you probably lose that game too.
Yeah.
You probably lose against anyone.
You should not
Foxborough
win.
Foxborough High School. What we got here? We got a Bond. Oh, Zaydon Raffaello. Did he get it down? Sorry, we're live game two of the wild card here.
Right back. That's about
did anyone,
as tough
everyone
of
get back? Everyone got back. Okay, so we're back. You know, players that stand out these past 2 weeks. I said Stephon Diggs. I said Drake May. But how about putting your money where your mouth is here with Milton Williams? I feel like that.
Yep,
you know,
looks good.
That front on the defensive line, him and Christian Barmore have really been attacking the quarterback, especially this last week. I think they were just, you know, all over Bryce Young. Like I said, I think Bryce Young kind of sucks. I think, no doubt, that team stinks in general. I'm gonna
oh,
get
yeah,
it.
That team's fucking hard.
Yeah, but how about their front seven there? I think, you know, defensively, they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and Barmore is looking great coming back. He's having one of those years where playing great, hasn't really hit the stat sheet yet.
Yeah.
But he's disrupting everything. He's getting hurries. He's getting at the quarterback. And he's, I mean, dude, those guys are fucking houses, man.
Yeah.
That's a big defensive
line. Oh, yeah. No. And if you want to go on the other side of it, too, I mean, they've been highlighting this highlight all week of Will Campbell pancaking the guy on one of those running plays. And the offensive line has been great. These rookies have come in and gelled really well. If you're going to point out one thing of the offense of doing bad, it's not that. I don't think it's that at all.
No, no.
Clearly the turnovers, but, you know, got away from that last game, which is good.
Yeah, and like, especially when it's fumbling, because, like, picks happen, like, fumbling. Like, clean it the fuck up.
Yeah, clean it.
Hold on to the fucking
ball. Players to expect more from. I'm going to go on the defensive side of the ball here. You know, Christian Gonzalez just came back last week, which is good to have. Hopefully he's ready to go 100% snaps Sunday night. But Carlton Davis on the other side, you know, he's been getting a lot of penalties. Just seems to be getting beat. Definitely not a number one corner, but he's getting paid number one corner basic money. I think he's like 20-25 mil a year. I'm expecting more from him.
Absolutely.
Marcus Jones, like I said, great on special teams wise, but their secondary has been pretty weak. Hopefully that can change up a little bit. Doesn't help that they're very thin with their safeties. Good to have Christian Gonzalez back,
of course,
like I said.
Yeah, getting a full
your
number one corner, obviously huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone that sticks out for you expecting more from?
No, I think everyone is kind of done exactly what I want. I mean, sorry, especially with Milton Williams coming back, and he's starting to look like that, because it was him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's starting to come on strong. Barmore's getting it together. I think pretty much the secondary, and that's without your number one corner, just as you said, so...
Yeah, and I think, like...
You can bounce back from
that. I think the secondary you know, on any team in any span of football can get too much trash if, you know, you're, like I said, the front guys are killing it. But, you know, if the edge, if they're not getting any pressure on the quarterback and they have all day to throw, it's really not in the secondary.
Landry also looks great.
Yeah,
he's looking great. Yeah, he's having a great season so far.
He was great in game one, game two. He's been, you know, moving, kind of being the sound of, you know, those edge rushers, you know, in the middle of the field. Going to need that coming Sunday.
Yeah, and if Keon White can start doing some things too.
Yeah.
Bounce back. That'd well, be good. They say, I mean, I know he's been like, it's just not.
Yeah, well, he's been the backup because Kavion Chaisson beat him out. But I think Chaisson didn't practice today, so he's going to be out this week. Yoshida safe. Is he going to score? No, he didn't go. Nope, stayed. All right, so bases loaded, seventh inning, two outs, 3-3.
Saved a run with that dive, though.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, for real. Keon White, I think, is going to get his opportunity, like I was saying, because I think Chaisson is going to be out this week. Today's Wednesday. Usually, if you don't practice Wednesday, it's an uphill battle to get in the game Sunday night. Going to be a big one, though, heading out to Buffalo, undefeated, 4-0, reigning MVP, looking like an MVP again. Their running game's been phenomenal, which they do a lot. I feel they – don't get me wrong, they're – quarterbacks a lot more talented than ours,
of course,
right now, but they do a lot of stuff offensively that we do. They have great tight ends.
Yep.
That they expect a great running game that sets up passing to, you know, Shakir, all those tight ends. I'm trying to think of other guys. I think Gabe Davis on back with them, so they have a couple different guys revolving around there. Defense has been kind of, you know, not their strong suit. Saints played them pretty well for being a shitbag team. Be interesting to see. Buffalo is favored by 7.5 points. I just don't know if the Pats defense can hold up and, you know, can the offense go tit for tat with them if it's going to be a track meet? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, especially in this, every game it matters, but this one, turnover is huge.
Yeah.
Cause they're probably going to get one or two, like, as in like we're going to force a turnover against them.
Oh, for sure.
And like Josh Allen's good for a pick every now and again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And these last two games, you've got off to horrible starts. You cannot afford to get off to a horrible start against Buffalo here. They'll make you pay on the road. I mean,
at Buffalo. I mean, you let that place get going, you're not coming back up.
I mean, all summer when we're doing our season previews of wins and losses, this has been circled as a loss since, you know, day one. I think it's going to be really hard for them to go in there and win. But, you know, if they do win, this is the type of game that really, you know, everyone watching the NFL, it's a Sunday night nationally televised game. Be interesting to see if they can get the job done. But at the end of the day, I got Buffalo by like 10. I think they're going to cover the spread.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. I mean, they're just too much of everything. I mean, Cook's having a great year. He's already got like 400 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Like they're just putting together an offensive juggernaut. We just can't put up the points that we will need.
Yeah, and one thing I will say is Vrabel is a big game coach. That is, you know, all the situations, even his time with the Titans, they always beat teams that were better than them on paper, but they got the job done. I just think the bottom line, track meet against the Bills, you're going to lose. If this is a, you know, a 20s-20 game, could stay in it. We'll see how it goes. Let's do final score here.
I was just going to say before that is one thing I want to see too is the offensive scheme, because McDaniels, when like back's against the wall and we're playing it and he's played a team that has shit we don't have, he usually throws together some shit.
Yeah, no, it's usually looks
like
great.
You could see anything on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see how they do, you know, last week was great, but you could afford to do it with the running game of, you know, I think everyone had at least 8 carries from number 4 there to Henderson to Stevenson. So all three of them got a lot of share there.
Yeah, and I think that's a smart move to keep them all healthy by committee, especially when you got three that like can do it pretty good.
I mean,
a lot of teams you go down to like you got the first and then the third. And then if you go to a third guy, it's like, well, don't give that guy the football. But we don't have a guy like that. We have three that can play.
And it's like a bullpen. If one of them starts the turnover bug, see ya. Next guy in, next guy up. My final score, I think I got like 38-27. I think they get like 27 up. I think that could be up.
I think I'm going 34-24.
34-24? Okay. Well, at least we got them both covering the spread. That is big. We now are going to walk into the five questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're looking for legal proper representation for first-time home buyers or second-time home buyers, or just anything, you know, real estate that's kind of like his base is at, look no other further than the law office of Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Willard Street in Quincy, Mass. Guy's a killer. He's going to be there for you. Question number one, NFL MVP after four games.
Dan Jones.
Dan Jones.
The Colts offense looks great. He's obviously not going to win at the end of the year. But what a first quarter of the season the Colts have had.
What a time. He's not even – I looked up.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not on fucking anything. Yet. Yeah.
The easy pick is Josh Allen.
No, that's – yeah.
You go 4-0. I'm going to think outside the box here, not even a quarterback. Puka Nacua has been the best receiver in the league so far. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've seen that, but, like, he's just been barreling over people yards after catch. Yak. He's ripping it.
I think he's crossed 500 already.
Yeah, no. So that's something that you get rid of Cooper Kupp. Who are you going to go to? You also have Devontae Adams too. So that probably gives Nacua a lot more, you know, leeway to get open. And I think Stafford's still slinging it though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he's definitely still got it. Yeah. I mean, Stafford, the thing was, he was just always on a shit team. Like they gave him a good team 1 year and he literally went to the Super Bowl.
Just brutal. LVP. So least valuable player after four games. They can be anyone. It can literally be anyone. I can start if you want.
Yeah, go for it. That's a tough question.
Worst team in the NFL right now that, like, you didn't think. Sure, you thought they were going to be in the bottom of the league, but not the worst. Aaron Glenn, the coach on the Jets, they've just been a fucking dumpster fire. Don't get me wrong, they weren't going to be good to begin with, Justin Fields, but I think they have an offense where you can at least hold on the ball for time possession, actually run the ball, and their defense isn't half bad either. Just a very disappointing, awful game against the Dolphins there. I think if the Dolphins lose there, McDaniel loses his job, so I think that was a big win for the Dolphins, even though they lost Tyreek Hill, but I'm going with Aaron Glenn there with the Jets.
All right. I'm thinking two kind of big ones, and I'm thinking – the Bengals, did you see the Bengals, one of the sacks they let up? I'm going with the Bengals offensive line. They do a three-man rush. Four guys go after the defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Just like kind of wall him. Both guys on the edge get beat by their guy, and then they just kill Browning. And like, dude, they outnumbered them literally 7-3.
Yeah, no, I don't.
And it was just the most pathetic thing I've ever seen.
Browning keeps getting shit. They're calling in for Jameis Winston. I think you should take another look before you say Browning's completely sacked.
That offensive line coach should be sent to the sun.
No, it's brutal.
Without a doubt. And I don't know. I mean, it's been ugly.
Who's that guy? Sorry. He just went nuts after getting it out there.
Gotta love that.
Yep. Little Yankees update. So that was least MVP. Question number three. A team outside of the Patriots you like to watch right now?
Right now, probably the Rams.
Yeah, Rams are a good
watch.
Team.
Rams are a good watch.
Good team. I'm trying to think of just like outside the box teams right now. Watched the Giants the other day. Jackson Dart, you know, held on to the ball. You know, protected it, got a win over the 3-0 Chargers. I think that was a team that I enjoyed watching some frisky stuff. And then also I got to bring up Jacksonville Jaguars. They took over Houston. They beat another good – who they beat last week? It beat another good team. I think they beat San Fran. Yeah, they beat San Fran with Brock Purdy there. I think they're 3-1. They're looking really good. Liam Cohen almost fought who's the old Jets guy who's now the defensive coordinator? Robert Saleh.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What he got his ass kicked, but there was a huge shouting match. Wouldn't have gone well Liam Cohen's way, but at least it got going.
No, you gotta get him going.
I bet he's kind of like a rah-rah like Saleh in terms of a guy easily to hate if like you're a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. Hit the ball.
Yeah. I just keep looking. Even the Sox got the bases loaded there. They couldn't finish. Picks of the week. We're going to go through here. Where are the spreads? Where are the spreads as we're looking down? Tomorrow night, if we're recording on a Wednesday here, is going to be tough. Sam Fran going into LA.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No Brock Purdy. No Purcell, the guy who got shot. Gonna be tough on the road. It's gotta be Rams.
I'm thinking Rams too.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I mean, we've been talking, like I just said, team to watch and fucking
yeah. And see ya.
Puka Nacua, like might as well.
Yeah. I don't want to spitball here. I'm looking through. Didn't get a chance to look today, so that's kind of my bad. I'm gonna take a quick one here. Since I'm hating on Aaron Glenn, I'm gonna take the Cowboys on the road in New York at MetLife. Dallas favored by 2.5. They desperately need this win after long forsaken tie the other day to get them back to neutral.
Hell of a game.
Great game, but I just hate that they should play continuous OT till it ends. I hate the ties at the end.
Yeah,
it's not a fan.
I agree.
I got Dallas here at 2.5. I'll take that. That won't be my official Drifters pick, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe it will.
Maybe it will. Yeah. Maybe it will. I wish Magic was here because we're going Bucks on the road.
Bucks, okay.
Against Seattle.
Seattle? Seattle's favored by 3.5. Okay.
Exactly. Let's go Dogs.
They lose Mike Evans, but they gain Chris Godwin, so they have some people going for him.
Seattle, since I'm blanking on his name right now, but their head coach, they're like near undefeated on the road, but they struggle at home. And that's very different for Seattle throughout like at least the last 15 years.
Yeah, no, they
and
usually,
it's not bad. It's not bad, but it's like struggling. Like
they
they've been crushing it on the
home.
Road. Yeah,
yeah,
so
yeah.
And then the Bucks, they look good. I mean, Baker looks like he's finally become first overall pick. Like,
oh yeah, no, he's
on starting quarterback. He's looking great.
Thank God he almost ruined the spread last week. I just happened to take the Eagles because they were playing them last week, but he almost got them back to win. You're not going to get the game-winning drive every time you go down, but that's another one I'm looking at here. Is Philly going to get their first loss against Denver? Denver looked pretty good the other night against, I know, a shitty Bengals team, but they looked pretty damn good.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
That could be another one. That's the highest ticket to get in if you want to know about tickets. It's high, cheapest ticket to get in the Philly-Denver on Sunday, $276. So the Pats game is Sunday night, so we'll skip that. So Monday night is a juicy one. We have Kansas City on the road at a pretty good Jacksonville team. KC favored by 3 points. Out of respect, I kind of have to go Kansas City here, but I love what Jacksonville's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday night football. Fuck the Chiefs. Let's go, Jags.
Yeah.
Duval.
Duval is right. Kansas City looked great, actually. If I was going to...
They did. They looked like the Chiefs. And we all pretty much said like the Chiefs weren't going away. But a take on that, too, is obviously Lamar Jackson's Lamar Jackson.
See, Aaron Judge goes down.
Nice take, dude. Swing the bat. Ravens just might be bad.
Yeah, no, that's
outside
what I was
going to bring
up.
Outside of Lamar Jackson.
And he's out this week. I think Cooper Rush is going to play.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. They couldn't win. I don't get why they go away from running the. That's literally what they do so well. When I think he had 4 rushes in the. You can't give only 4 rushes to Derrick Henry in one half. Like that's,
oh, absolutely not.
That's crazy.
And especially, I mean that they're not completely done due to like they still have Derrick Henry because Derrick Henry's quarterbacks down in Tennessee never fucking won him anything.
No.
Like you can run him 25 times and win a football game.
Yeah, they have had a tough schedule too. I mean, they played Kansas City, Detroit. They lost to Buffalo. I mean, those are 3 teams that could win it all.
Oh yeah, and their defense definitely needs to pick it up a bit.
Oh, for sure.
They're getting fucking hosed.
Yeah. And question number 5, since we're all over baseball tonight, outside of your favorite team, which is the New York Yankees, who's looking good to win the Fall Classic here?
I mean, the Dodgers just have it, obviously.
Yeah, they had
fuck them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Tigers, I mean, if Skubal is fucking... you stand a chance to win everything when that guy's on the mound.
They left an MLB record on 15 guys on base today. So they couldn't wrap it up.
That's ugly.
Tough go. Like I said, I am obviously easy to admit the Dodgers here because Ohtani had 2. Teoscar Hernandez had 2 dingers last night. The Reds are just happy to be there. I watched that game a little bit last night. That was like Tito back in the playoffs. That was fun to see.
Oh, yeah.
On the other hand, a team that hasn't played yet that I like is the Phillies. I think they have a really good rotation. Their lineup has been there, done that. Schwarber has like 50-something home runs on the year. That's a team that I could see going, you know, deep.
Brewers, too.
Yeah, Brewers, too.
The Brewers, they're there.
Yeah, for sure. Another team, I mean, I think it's tough to have the Cubs versus Padres in a wild card. I mean, same with the Sox Yanks, but at least, like, I don't know, the Padres and Cubs are just way more. I'm even talking just like against the Red Sox, like, argument here, because, like, the Cubs and Padres lineups are just way deeper, and them facing each other in the first round is tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the Cubs, I mean, especially the Cubs, they can, like, whatever happens, they look pretty set for a while.
Yeah.
Like, the Cubs should be at least in the wild card for the foreseeable future.
That Seiya Suzuki guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they look bombs. Really
good. Yeah. Earl Armstrong, they got some good players.
Yeah, no, he is a dynamite in center field. What else? Who else did I watch today? I seen. Skubal. I mean, if he was just as good, if not better, than Crochet last night, I can say that with all confidence in the world. He was unbelievable. I watched that from beginning to end. He was savage.
No, you didn't stand a fucking prayer. was. You know what I mean?
That's why I think Detroit, if they're able to win tomorrow, recording on a Wednesday night, that they're going to give Seattle some problems. They can give a lot of teams problems. If you have that one pitcher, that's why the Red Sox have that one pitcher, but who do they have after that? No one. That's why I'm like, okay, the Red Sox will be lucky if they win a three-game series. They get to a 5 or 7, good fucking luck to you. It's going to be bullpen game after bullpen game. We'll see where how far that goes. Currently, at a commercial break right now, but I think we're in the top of the eighth.
Yankees also have that pitcher, but I have a fucking goddamn idiot of a manager who decided.
Yeah,
to take
no, him. that was tough. Let's go into the Yankees Red Sox a little bit here. So last night, Red Sox took a 1-0 series lead. Max Fried was out. I think he was out pitching at least at the time. Crochet. I was at 96 pitches.
It was a duel. It was Pedro
inning.
Clemens back in the day. It was that level of duel.
I was like texting people. I said, if they don't let Crochet go 120 pitches, then I don't know what we're doing. Why did we even, sign this guy to a big contract? This is where he lets the arsenal out, and that's what he did. You give it to the big man. People talking about, coming off the bench. I get that's like a thing, but let's not get carried away with that. We threw two of the best left-handers, with Skubal included, two of the best left-handers in the game right now against you guys. Yeah. I mean, that's tough to score off those guys.
I mean, it's just absolutely, it really doesn't faze me as much anymore because it's just been so long of Aaron Boone fucking up.
Yeah, no,
it's just fucking, it's absolutely insane.
And we were talking before this, I don't, even as having a baseball background, I don't understand these, when you have lefties that are literally your best hitters, I don't understand these splits, on the Red Sox side. I get Ref Snyder because just he's been dominant against lefties this year. I understand that's a one, but Nate Eaton and even Nick Sogard has played really well. I'm still going to push it. Why don't you have Yoshida, who has been, I think he's no doubt been your hottest hitter the last 30 days. And then Abreu, who has the most home runs on the team. And then on the other side, you have Jazz, Chisholm, and Ben Rice. Ben Rice had two of the hardest balls all series tonight in the first and third innings. I don't understand the lefty on lefty, righty on righty. If the splits are that bad, don't get me wrong. If you got who's the outfielder there?
Yeah, but it's the Yankees. Yeah. They're just doing it because it's fucking lefty versus lefty. It's not even it's fucking there's and they're just we can't put him in today.
No, and it's the Red Sox are gonna score more runs in the 6 through 9 innings they are in the beginning of the game because the guys they put out there to pinch hit. And it's why can't you just do that in the beginning of the game?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Dude, you can't just start this guy.
Yeah, no. Going into the series, the Yankees, I think, are clearly the better team, better lineup, better rotation. But in best of three series, if you have the best starting pitcher and he's able to put a performance like he did last night, he did outlast just innings-wise than Fried did, which was huge.
Thanks, Aaron Boone.
Yeah, it's gonna be it'll be tough to beat a team like that in a best of three series. If the Red Sox do happen to get to the DS or the CS with 5 or 7, that's a tough ask for their pitching staff because they literally have. I mean, you saw Bayo last night. I mean, tonight, white recording on a Wednesday night, he was pretty rough, and they had to get him out. Ooh, nice play by Bellinger. Bregman hits a single in the top of the eighth, so we're live here, 3-3, top eight. It's getting a little serious right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about in the five questions of the MLB wildcard recap what team has stood out so far. We said Scooble, Cubs, Padres, whoever that come out of that, it's going to be a tough out. The Dodgers, actually, that's another thing. I have the Phillies going to the World Series, but the Phillies are going to get the Dodgers when the Dodgers beat the Reds. So that's a tough draw in the ALDS.
Hate to see that, yeah.
I actually I hate Philly, the city, but I actually do like the Phillies. Got Lo Vaughn up right now. I almost called him Mo Vaughn.
I think that's the point.
There was a gif. Yeah, there was a gif last night. He looks like he's wearing a Halloween costume, and I can't unsee it now.
Ah, true. Fuck. You're right.
Let's see. So yeah, Yankees, Red Sox. We're battling here. Top of the eighth. See how far this bullpen can take them, because that's how far they're going to go in the playoffs. I mean, if Bayo can't get out of the third inning, I actually do, as much shit as I talked about not playing Yoshida or even Lowe for that matter, I do like the quick hook today, because we've seen a million times just Bayo fall apart in the mid-third inning, just completely ruin a game, and he got him out of there before he could. Giolito, love Giolito, what he's done this year, but he's clearly just made of tissue paper, elbow out for the, had a great season, then just out of nowhere out for the season. I get his elbow's probably fucked up, but let's be he was out all last season. He just can't stay healthy. Trevor Story's had a great game tonight. He had a 2-run single and a solo bomb. He's got all 3 RBIs. So, I mean, that's our offense right now. I think that's going to be a big, so if you do see a game 3, we'll see. We're recording on the Wednesday, I said.
Fucking here. Devin Williams, this fucking bomb.
Yeah, is it Cam Schlittler? He's from Walpole.
Schlittler,
yeah, he will be a righty. So you will.
Oh, there he is.
You will see.
I thought he threw that away, yeah. But it was just a lob.
That's tough.
It, the height on that looked fucking.
if the Yankees do win, you will see the lefties in the lineup tomorrow night for the Sox, because it'll be a righty pitch.
Yes.
That's what happened. That's what you saw with the Yankees tonight with Bayo pitching.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was wild. I also, by the way, hated the, when Chapman was picking off your boy here, Volpe?
Yeah.
His little, jumping.
Well, he can't do that. That's Chapman, doesn't know how to pick off.
Okay.
That's a known fucking, Like, you, as much as he throws 105, you, run on Chapman.
Yeah. No, because he was throwing, 96, too. He was really getting flustered. And then,
yeah, no, dude, he can't hold a runner
on. Yeah, it was better that, Volpe got to second, because then he could finally fucking focus.
That honestly might have been, because that, the last one especially, was kind of that might have been their play.
No, yeah,
Just get him out of your fucking eyes. That might have been their move, which is a genius move. I can't lie.
Be interested to see if he can go for an inning tonight or how the conclusion of this game goes. 3-3 top 8. Holy shit. What else do we have on this? So miscellaneous. Jason Tatum, after 5 months, went on all the talk shows. Seems like he's coming back like no one else before. Love to see it. I mean, can't really blow much besides enthusiasm.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can we say that he can come back before the end of the year? That'd be sick. That'd be cool. I would say don't rush it. I think the team's obviously not as talented this year, but he could make a huge impact if they're a top 4 team in the East.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without him, we're definitely going to stay afloat.
Yeah.
So there's definitely no reason to rush at all, I don't think.
And it gives guys
especially if he's coming back, say January or something.
Yeah.
Have it be end of January. You know what I mean? Because we're probably going to be, just in the middle, 4-5, something like that.
I think you'd be surprised of how good they actually play, because I think, they're all going to have different roles with Tatum out. Brown's clearly going to be the guy. Pritchard, you could see him starting at point guard this year. I think that'd be kind of sick. And then Derek White's going to get a huge role being the number 2 guy.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see how it goes. So, I mean, the East has never been really that. Oh, wow, that was a bad strikeout. Narvaez with the changeup, missed strike 3.
Row
4. yeah, tough go there, but yeah, be exciting to see if Tatum can actually figure it out. How about your boys this weekend? College football. Cassiano's just coming off a tough loss to UVA. How do you lose a UVA?
Fuck them.
But Miami, is it in Tallahassee?
Yes.
It's in Tallahassee, Miami. Another big test. 4.5-point favorites. You got them?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not a question.
Defense is going to eat him alive.
Yeah.
He looks real good this year. Carson Beck, keep turnover free. They're going to cause a lot of problems for Castellanos.
Yeah, for sure. I think...
Reuben Bain's been one of the best players in all of college football.
Yeah.
He's coming at you, Castellanos.
Florida State's going to try to have a bounce back week, but this is another game that Miami can circle and be like, hey, if we win this, we're... Another legitimate win, another chance to go forward. What are they? I think they're 3 or 4 in the nation right now. They're pretty fucking sick.
Yes.
College football this past weekend was kind of ill. Bama beats Georgia. Great game down the wire.
It was.
Penn State chokes another game, this time against Oregon. Picked by their top prospect quarterback there. Forget it. You know his name? I saw the end. It was a bad pick in overtime. Bad pick.
Well, Pitt, I mean, Oregon... I think I believe in Oregon this year more than I have in many years.
Yeah.
Like, they were number one last year, like, all year. Like, Dylan Gabriel and shit, they didn't stand a fucking prayer.
No,
they were going to get their ass kicked. Yeah. Oregon might be a legitimate national contender this
year. Yeah, nah, for sure. Is it Dan Fanning, the coach? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he seems like the real... He seems like he's going to coach an NFL team someday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he seems great.
Seems like a, you know, opportunity to, you know, go forward. Number one team in the nation right now, is that...
OHIO.
OHIO, okay. Let's see, top 25 college football teams.
This week is the first week since I think it was 1937 that there's a ranked matchup between the University of Alabama and the University of Vanderbilt.
That's sick. Wow. Is it in Nashville?
No, it's in Bama, I believe.
It's in Bama?
Tuscaloosa, yeah.
Tuscaloosa. The spread on that. Let's see. Game odds. Bama favored by 10.5 points. No respect for the fucking Commodores.
No, and they pummeled South Carolina, who was the number 11 in the country.
Yeah.
The time.
Be interested to see, because this is the type of game where Bama takes off in terms of...
Also, I'm looking at it right now. Dude, Vandy, how are you making this schedule for yourself? At Alabama, they follow that
up Jesus.
With LSU at home. Then Missouri at home, then at Texas, then Auburn at home.
Auburn, Kentucky, Tennessee.
Like, buddy.
Your light game there is Kentucky. That's fucking crazy.
Like, how do you see a piece of paper and you're just like, yeah, that's what we should do?
Yeah, no. They're either going to win the whole thing or they're going to not even go to a bowl game.
No, yeah, they're 5-0. They might literally add 5-7.
I'm picking the second one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's some stats for your ass. I did see there's a big UFC 320 this weekend.
Yes, there is.
This is a rematch, right?
Yes, Pereira and Kalaev.
I did see, I remember this fight last time.
Ankalaev's a bad man.
Yeah, he took him to the ground, right?
He did a lot, but he like Pereira wasn't doing too much. Like he definitely won. Ankalaev, like, hands down, won the fight.
So Ankalaev is a -265 favorite. Pereira is a bad fucking man. Him against anyone at +210 odds is like worth throwing some dough there.
Ankalaev might still win, but from the odds and gambling perspective, that is just like, you don't think about that. You put money on Pereira.
Yeah, that's a good price. That's a good price, some might say. There's other good ones, too. We have Corey Sandhagen against Merab.
Yep.
Who is Merab? Merab fought someone good last time, right? Sean O'Malley kicked the shit out of him.
No, Merab's a bad man.
Yeah, beat Umar Nurmagomedov.
Like, he's probably going to kick the shit out of Corey Sandhagen.
He beat John O'Malley twice. And Henry Cejudo beat him. So, yeah, he's going to beat the shit out of Corey Sandhagen.
Yeah, probably.
It's not even be close. And then Yuri Profchak. I don't even know how to pronounce that name.
Cheska.
Yeah. I've seen this name around. Khalil Roundtree.
He's on a hot streak. He's been good. But if Yuri can return to form like when he had the belt himself, I think he can hold.
I've seen Josh Emmett fight too. This is a good versus Yusuf Zalal. I've seen both these guys fight.
Yeah.
So that top four will be good. And even these guys, I don't even know their name. I bet that ends up being the fight of the night.
Probably,
two guys I don't even know. Anyone good on the prelims? No name really. No. But overall, great stuff. We have bottom of the eighth, one out, 0-2 count to Giancarlo Stanton. And he grounds to Trevor Story. That looked like that was getting sailed.
It did.
Yep. Two outs. Do we stay on until the end of the game? Let's throw out a quick shout out to our third sponsor here. Drifter's Kitchen and Bar, located at 1464 Hancock Street in Quincy, Massachusetts. If you're looking for, you know, great drinks, great eats, I go in there and get a hot honey pizza with some kale Caesar on the side. It's a little both, where the best of both worlds. You get a little, you know, saucy, you get a little healthy. You know, espresso martinis, they've got great oysters. Follow their Instagram page too. They always have great content. Actually, I'm going to drop some breaking news now. Come October 19th, we'll come out with an official time. I think it's going to be around 12:30. Steel and Naz is going to be live doing a pregame show. Haven't done a live show since call 2022 at the crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, they offered us this opportunity and we're going to take it.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, big game against the Tennessee Titans. Hopefully it's a bigger game than we actually, you know, think. But shout out to Drifters over there. They've been a great partner to work with, and looking forward to eating some stuff out there and watching some football. I think that, what's it, October 1st? So we got about, you know, just under 3 weeks. So that'll be fun. Try again. Keep trying to work on a Pats guest here. We'll keep working until, you know, the clock strikes zero, but. So far, not good.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. Got Chapman in the bullpen, bottom of the eighth. Do we stay going until the game's over, or do we call it? It's really up to you. Because only bat – I'm like, Red Sox are playing with house money right now. You're a lot of pressure on you right now.
Yeah, fuck this. Let's get out of here.
All right, we'll wrap up on that. Big shout out to all three of our sponsors, Fowl House, Grifters,
Go Yankees.
Law Office of Patrick J. Foley, episode 197 in the books. We're 3 away from 200. Looking forward to the opportunity. Have a great night. Go Sox.
Go Yankees.